all for the kids. She isn't doing this for the fame. She doesn't do it for the fortune. Latita Conleaf, founder and president of Little Fours, does it for the children. Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell said this was the worthiest cause he'd been able to help with in his career. On Monday, Maxwell joined Conleaf in a surprise trip to New York City, courtesy of the ABC's The View. This is where the giving back took place. Conleaf was featured for her work she does on 200 Fuller Street in Sulphur Springs. The nonprofit organization is helping children by providing food, life skills, mentorship, and motivation. What she didn't know is that back in Sulphur Springs, her organization was receiving a huge makeover. Conleaf, after losing a friend to drugs, felt she had been given a second chance. She hopes to guide these children away from drugs, teen pregnancy, and abuse. Maxwell said, "When you walk in, you can feel the love." He said the first thing the children look for is a hug and a warm meal. Her club, she originated in 2001, was named for her four daughters, three of which were present for the interview along with her son. All in all, her Little Fours Kids Club received over $70,000 from a wide array of donors like HEB and the Gerald Company, along with local contractors including JR Services, Mike Bentley, Elliott Electric, Commercial Services, Apex, and Coy and Patsy Johnson, plus many other anonymous donors. To contribute to her club, find her GoFundMe account at GoFundMe for the Children of Sulphur Springs to help her restore these children's dreams. I'm Cindy Roller for the Cooper Review and KETR News.